I'm listening to your program this morning. Shouldn't it be the American people would come first before the immigrants and the DACA people? Somehow, I don't get it. Chuck Schumer was pushing for the deal to be made with the DACA, with immigration. Where are the rest of the people that should be up front? That's why they closing the government down, because we are fighting against not to send these people back. I don't understand. The American people is left behind.
Erica Peterson, Altamont, New York. I'm commenting on Dr. Herb London's racist diatribe. Harkening back to the 50s seems to be the go-to for racist, privileged, old white men. The truth is that censorship was rampant in the 50s, as well as racism and sexism and imposed sexual values. I would disagree with everything that he said. Today's music and culture reflect independence, power, and freedom of expression. And frankly, if Dr. Herb London doesn't like Kendrick Lamar, he should just not listen to him. That's art is there for you to enjoy or not to enjoy. And I don't think Kendrick Lamar will miss him as a fan.
Hi, this is Heidi Peterson from Melrose, New York. Last week, I heard Audrey Kupferberg on the radio, and I was just thinking of her as a professor, and I just wanted to comment how wonderful it was to hear her voice and that she's an amazing professor, and I'm so glad that she's reaching more people on the radio.
Hi, this is Jeff Morris, co-host New York, and I was listening to David Gastina this morning, and I hear a little track of music playing behind him, and I'm like, is that Rush? But I couldn't really hear it, and then he stopped talking, and I realized it was Rush. WAMC was playing Rush, Working Man. And it's a great way to start the morning when you're on your way to work to hear this awesome music. So thanks. Awesome. Thank you.